servant dies. Wait a minute. Bring them here and kill them in front of me. What happens to the servant? Nothing. He lost his reward. These two parables are meant to sound awful alike, because they are very much alike, because the model on both sides is the same. However, they are slightly different. The talent parable is talking about the gold used to get into the kingdom. It's gold, but it's a slightly different kind of gold, but it's gold. The miners are talking about the gold when you're in the kingdom. Difference between the two. In the telling of the miners parable, Luke 19, how much did each person start with? The same. Each person had one, got to a different amount. Their rewards were different. In the talent parable, everybody had a different amount of whatever it was, got a different amount, but all got the same reward. One's getting into heaven, one's reward once in heaven. The goal, by the way, is the message of the gospel and the amount of information given about it. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. In each dispensation, what he was telling in the talents, what he was telling them was this. You got the guys with one talent in the first parable, Matthew 25, were the Pharisees. They had one talent of information. In the Old Testament, the gospel was there. It just wasn't as visible. They didn't have much information about Messiah, but it was there. All they had to do was make one more. Just take the information that was given to them and use that. That's all they had to do. They didn't. They took it and buried it down and stuffed it up. Now we move on to the next generation. The apostles are going to take over. A new book is written. A new set of books. The New Testament is added on. So how much more information do we now have entrusted to the apostles and us about who Messiah is and what the gospel is? Double. Two talents. And each person will then take that, what's given to them. You're responsible for the information you have to work with that. All you got to do is double it. Just use it, and it doubles. Then there's the guy with five. What will happen when Christ comes and rules in the 1,000-year reign? Will there be a time of believers and unbelievers in that time? Yes. How much information will they have about Messiah when he comes and rules? They will have seen him be prophesied in the Old Testament to come and die. He did so. They will see him be prophesied in the New Testament to come back and rule and reign and beat Satan behind, and he will have done so. And he'll be sitting on the throne and talking to them. How much information will they have about Messiah? Five. He's talking about he's saying, I'm here, you're dispensation one, dispensation two is coming, dispensation three, and each one have more information. You're just simply responsible to make on the information you have, getting into the kingdom, believing in Christ. He's the Messiah. Coming to the miners, though, everybody starts with the same amount. Everybody who enters the kingdom understands something. If you do enter the kingdom, you have to understand faith. Everybody understands it by faith. Even in the Old Testament, Abraham believed God. Everybody knows the score who gets into the kingdom. It's by faith. So everybody starts with the same amount of information about how to walk. By faith. Yet we all get the differing amounts of success with it. And therefore rewards will be different. The model has two different places.